So I may have a white stole on, but I did start Advent 3 days ago. If you wonder why, ask me after the service. Anyway, we're just going to talk a little bit about a few bits and bobs about the church plant. In particular, the relationship between the new plant, St. Nick's, and St. Matt's. But I want to start by just mentioning that 2 weeks ago, our daughter got engaged. And yeah, it's good news. and I think what that did was that it kind of confirmed to myself and Dawn what we already knew for quite a while. And that was that our family is changing. Our boys are both at university now, and Corrie has bought her own apartment, and she's kind of almost left home now, and now she's got engaged, and myself and Dawn we're kind of home alone, this is not sympathy, but, you know, it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. things are changing. Things are different. And, does that kind of leave a bit of a hole in our family? Yes, it does. Is it at times a bit sad? Yes, it is. But do we regret that she's got engaged? No, we don't. Do we hope that our relationship will actually go from strength to strength? Yes, we do. You know, do we kind of say to her, "You have our blessing"? Yes, we do. But does it still kind of hurt a little bit? Does it still kind of, you know, this difference, this knowing that an adjustment, a big adjustment is needed, you know, does that come easily? No, it doesn't. And whereas all comparisons and analogies fall short of reality, I hope that kind of sums up a little bit how we feel. How we feel about the church plant at St. Nick's. But the bottom line is, we hope our relationship will go from strength to strength. And so, as I was just thinking about it, here are just a few ways that perhaps that could happen. Maybe we can spend times together in prayer. We're going to do that at the beginning of next year, actually. So we can actually pray together as churches, which is a great way of cementing relationships. Why don't we do social events together? You know, quizzes and eating together and that kind of stuff, whatever that might be. Why can't we do that together? Already, the men have decided to do the men's work together. So up until now, we've been meeting down the Steamboat Tavern, a group of guys from St. Matt's. And now, from now on, we're going to have a group from St. Matt's and a group from St. Nick's. So we'll be having joint men's work together. What you ladies want to do is entirely up to you. And next week, we're going to Sizewell, you know, as a church. Now, maybe in a couple of years' time, we won't be going back to Sizewell. Who knows? But we can do that kind of stuff together as well. So there's just four things just plucked out of the air. So let's be confident that our relationship can go from strength to strength.
I thought you were going to go on that for a bit longer, but thank you very much, Andy. Bless you. And congratulations from us all to Corrie as well. Brilliant. The timetable, just so you know, is going to be as follows. On the 12th of January, that's our sending them out service, and Rhiannon's going to be here as Archdeacon to preach, and along with me and others to pray, those of you who are launching out at St. Nick's, on your way. It will start at 10:30 that day, but don't worry, it'll be on the news sheet, and Triangle and All Saints are going to join us, because we are one family in this parish, to pray you on your way as we send friends to St. Nick's. On the 19th, when it will be the new makeup of St. Matt's here, maybe a few less chairs, Archbishop Martin, I promoted him, Bishop Martin is going to come and join us and preach and preside to encourage those of us who are remaining. So if you're not an every Sunday attendee, please do try and make those two. And then on the 26th of January, we'll be beginning a new frontline series as I relaunch that vision amongst us. And then we'll be moving through Lent, following a journey through the wilderness. That's not because we're in the wilderness, but and I've picked this and I've negotiated questions that we can use in home groups. Following the journey of God's people through the wilderness, seeing how God guided and led and inspired then, and how he can do the same today. For the plant, you're looking at maybe after Easter to launch, or who knows, something like that. And it's a time of transition. One of the books you'll hear me, and I haven't got a canoe yet, Jackie, one of the books I read called Canoeing the Mountains is about adapting. I'll tell you more about that in the future. Probably the best book I've read in my ministry. But we are going to go through a time of transition. And when those who go to the church plant leave us, that's what it will be. And we who are staying, we're going to look forward with hope, as I mentioned last week in my talk. And please do listen to it online if you haven't. Yes, there'll be feelings of loss and frustration and grief, but God is with us and he will lead on as he promises, both the plant and also here at St. Matt's. And as I mentioned last week, this time of change will be an adapting time of change for us here at St. Matt's. And God wants us to trust in his dependability. I say that again as I said it last week. Trust in his dependability. Trust that he equips for our journey, for the journey of those on the plant. Trust that God keeps his promises. Just reread that reading that Peter spoke about, that final passage from 1 Thessalonians later, and see all that it says about encouraging one another, praying for one another, supporting. It's all there. There will be roles to fill amongst our church family here at St. Matt's. If you think you'd like to help with PA, or you think God's calling me to be treasurer, then please do have a word with me or Gareth or whatever it might be. There will be roles to fill. It will be different. And I'd ask you seriously to pray about what you could do, maybe to step up to the plate in service of us all here at St. Matt's. So as Christians, we look forward, both at the plant and particularly here, to the future, not with fear, but with guaranteed hope. That final verse I finished with last week. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. And that means for us at St. Matt's, for the plant as they go with Andy to St. Nick's, and together, we're to encourage each other and positively build each other up in all that we seek to do and trust with God in the future. And hopefully that leads us into our prayers.